Well, tomorrow could confirm what appears to be at least somewhat inevitable. California Governor Gavin Newsom will face now a recall election that could oust the Democrat before his first term is over.
A months-long review gets underway to determine if and when the election will get on the ballot. News Nation's Nancy Liu joining us tonight live from California with the very latest. Nancy.
Marnie, talk of a recall is definitely heating up, and today Governor Gavin Newsom admitted it has him worried. Tomorrow is the deadline for organizers to submit the requisite 1.5 million petition signatures. Proponents say they have more than enough. 2 million signed petitions and then some. That's the word from those behind the push to oust Governor Newsom over his handling of the pandemic. After months of mainly news conferences, Newsom made the media rounds today. On The View, he acknowledged that the effort appears to have enough signatures.
Am I worried about it? Of course I'm worried about it. The nature of these things, the up or down question, the zero sum nature of the question is challenging and it's vexing. And so, you know, we're taking it seriously.
Now he is circling the wagons and is in full campaign mode.
Recall organizers are clearly energized. They say they've pre-verified about 80% of the signatures, and more than a third are the names of registered Democrats.
This is not a coup. It's not a GOP takeover. Recallgavin2020.com is made up of volunteers. We're Republicans, we're Democrats, we're declined estates, we're libertarians, we're peace and freedom, we're Reform Party members, were Californians.
Proponents started their push a year ago when California was under strict pandemic restrictions, and petitioning gained momentum after Newsom's controversial dinner at the French Laundry. Then COVID worsened amid a ravaged economy, which has unemployment in California over 9%.
Who's behind the partisan recall of Governor Gavin Newsom?
The governor and Democratic Party debuted a new anti-recall ad just yesterday as Newsom allies also step up.
We're clear that this is a Republican plot right out of Trump's playbook. If you can't win the legitimate way, then you win the illegitimate way.
The ramped up rhetoric comes on the heels of this week's Emerson Nexstar media poll, which found that Californians are split on whether Newsom should be recalled. The poll also found that Newsom's approval rating remains over 40%. That's above the threshold viewed as vulnerable.
Generally speaking, you got to be in the 20s to get recalled. If we take a look at some of the other governors and mayors around the country, when the approval rating drops into the 20s is when it's truly the panic button needs to be pressed.
And Democrats expect Newsom's approval rating to gain more ground because of increased vaccinations, which will allow California to open up even more. Regardless, after tomorrow's petition deadline, things will be set up for election officials to have until April 29th for the verification process, setting up a potential referendum in the fall. Live in Los Angeles, Nancy Liu, News Nation.
Two Republicans have announced their candidacies in this recall election. Kevin Faulkner, the former Republican mayor of San Diego, and also Republican businessman John Cox, who was defeated by Newsom back in 2018. Another name being discussed is former President Trump's then acting director of national intelligence, Richard Grenell. However, Grenell has not responded to requests for comment.